Chapel Hill leaders are looking to make more connections with Muslims who live and work in the town. They say they want the Muslim community to feel safe and comfortable in the wake of the fatal shootings of three young students in February. Rima Crace reports.
Aisha Anwar remembers a lecture she attended last year. She was a sophomore at UNC Chapel Hill and one of the only Muslims in the crowd. The guest speaker talked about Catholicism and then touched on Islam.
And concluded with some really, you know, I would say intellectually irresponsible conclusions.
Anwar says the speaker claimed that Islam doesn't have a narrative and suggested that it's not compatible with democracy.
And this is all coming from a man who has studied Sharia. He studies this, he teaches this, which is even more upsetting in my opinion, because it's like, wait, what are you telling your students?
Anwar wears a hijab. She says the speaker eventually called on her to see if she had anything to add. She challenged some of his points, but says it felt like a hostile environment, and that, sure, he may have not been spitting slurs.
But what he's doing is he's positioning his very, I would say, oppressive viewpoints in that kind of jargon, in sort of like a academic sense.
And it's those kinds of experiences that Anwar says just wear her down.
We're exposed to this on a daily basis. You go on Facebook, you go just to check out the news for a brief moment, and you're bombarded by what kind of communities are actively pushing against your existence. That's a lot to bear every single day.
And Chapel Hill town leaders say they want to understand that and help. They decided to get more active after the fatal shootings of Razan Abu Salha, Yusra Abu Salha, and Dia Barakat back in February. The killings shook the community and resonated around the world. A neighbor was charged with murdering the three young Muslims in their home. Many people saw it as a clear hate crime. But early on, Chapel Hill police came out with a statement that said the shooting appeared to have been motivated by an ongoing parking dispute. 8 months later, Police Chief Chris Blue has had time to reflect on that statement.
I think if we had it to do over again, understanding of the overlay of emotions, we probably would have shared information differently.
Blue says the facts wouldn't have changed, but he would have said less. He says he understands how the parking dispute comments felt dismissive, presumptuous, and insulting to many Muslims, though that wasn't the intent.
Sometimes the first thing you say are the things that stick in everybody's mind, and this was clearly a case. And I'm really sorry that what was intended to be informational in some ways distracted people from their need to grieve and work through a tragedy.
Chief Blue has been an active leader in trying to connect with Muslims in Chapel Hill. He's part of a steering committee that's brainstorming ways to foster a more inclusive environment for students and residents like Shane Atkinson.
I started a cyber community on Facebook. It's called the Society of Islamic Rednecks, and it's 1,500 people.
Atkinson has a red and gray beard. He's originally from Jackson, Mississippi, and was raised Southern Baptist. He converted to Islam 15 years ago, and today he works as a chaplain at UNC Hospitals. He says he created a Facebook group of self-described Muslim rednecks to put Islam in a language his family could understand.
So after years of trying to put these two parts of myself back together, like, it's okay to eat fried chicken and collard greens and be Muslim. You don't have to eat biryani and kebab, you know? I just feel like I'm a red-blooded American that prays funny.
Atkinson says he feels comfortable practicing his religion in Chapel Hill. After the February shootings, he made himself available to Muslims who wanted to process or talk. But he says the community still needs to know more about resources available to them. That was the goal of a recent dinner for Muslim students hosted by UNC Chancellor Carol Fault and Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt.
I want to thank you all for being here and sharing this time. With us.
During a conversation with UNC senior Sarah Kahn, Kleinschmidt leaned forward across the table to explain what the town can do for her and others.
You just make it known that you need it and your community will be there. That's what this is all about.
I think one thing is that, like, minority organizations don't usually know that the community is there and that these resources are available to us. And I feel like one thing that MSA is really trying to do is, like, teach kids, like, what are your rights?
Khan says she wants members of the Muslim Student Association to share their stories and to know that they can take a visible place in the community. Outside the university, Muslim leaders are doing just that. They plan to open the town's first mosque later this year. Rima Kreis, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.